A lot of people would say one of the problems with ending torture is that if we release all of these people that have been tortured, they'll then take revenge on the United States. And so how would you respond to that?
Well, it's true. Some of the people who have been tortured by the United States or by the people the United States has hired to do torture, when they have been released, they become devoted enemies. If someone kidnapped a member of my family and tortured them and then released them, I feel safe to say that my entire family would become the enemy of whoever had decided to do that torture. I think that's a fairly safe and logical step to take. Now, how are we going to correct making such a gigantic mistake? The first thing that you do is you apologize. You say, someone comes forward and says, "We really screwed up. This was a really bad idea. I'm so sorry. This never should have happened. And we were wrong. And we are going to stop doing this now. And we're not going to do it anymore." Right then, you begin to stop the enemy-making machine. Not everyone is going to believe you, but some people are going to believe you. And then you start to make reparations. And then you make sure that the entire story is told completely from all sides so you can see how it happened. When this happened with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa, many, many hearts were turned from hatred to cooperation. Not all of them, goodness knows, but it certainly improved the situation enormously. And this is what we need to do in this country. If we are going to allow people who have ordered torture to continue in public service in offices of great power, we continue a reason for people to distrust and to hate the United States.
Well, unfortunately, John.